Tuesday. What?
Yeah, I've been waiting to talk about this.
Oh man. And what are we talking about this time?
Josh Freeze.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hear you now.
Oh, I said, what are we talking about this time on this 2B Tuesday?
Oh no, we ain't hear none of that. maybe the picked up. So hopefully you won't be lagging too much. But All I Want Is You. This was a recommendation from Dalina. She was like, you should watch this movie. This would be perfect for your 2B Tuesday.
Thank you, Dalina.
She knew exactly what we liked. This was perfect for us.
This was a fun one.
Oh man. So yeah, we didn't really have an outline, so we just gonna talk about it, right? We just gonna walk through it. But I remember the very first thing in the movie, right, is like them talking about,
yeah, it was at the jail cell.
Super meta. So like it starts off with,
oh my goodness, it is. Because of the dude, because the dude that's directing it, right?
Yeah, Silk White.
Yeah. So it starts in the movie
playing himself.
Yeah. So he's in the movie. He's interviewing a person that's in jail, and she's like, "So I wanted you to be the one to interview me because I like your books and your movies. You always do good movies, Mr. Silk White."
Right. He's like praising himself. So he's praising himself through one of his own characters in the movie.
Wow. That's how it starts off. So it's like,
oh, so Silk White, a movie, you're so about a good. He's like, yeah, I know.
Me and my man watch your movies all the time. That's a line.
Wow.
That she says.
That is. It is.
So, you know, you're the only one that can tell this story, and that's. I mean, when you do stuff like that, like that's kind of. It's really. Is it supposed to be creative?
It's supposed to be. Yeah, it's supposed to be. You know, it's. It is creative, you know, but it's also like self-praising kind of. It comes off as self-praising the way it is, like, you know, because he's sitting right there playing
himself,
and the character's like, you know, we listen, we watch your movies all the time.
I mean, it's better than we saw with Kamal Smith, you know.
Well, I mean, Kamal Smith is like a little bit different because Kamal Smith would cast himself
the starring role in,
right,
and the villain and the supervillain.
Well, the starring role and
right, the starring role and like the ladies' man kind of guy,
right,
around person. Which this is the movie that has Crystal the doll say "My King" to the dude, right?
We'll get into that.
My goodness, indeed. This has everything you want. So
it has,
you know,
all the beats of a good
every
2B movie.
Thing that you want, and it's all I want is this movie. that is what you have, everything you need. So yeah,
all I want is Crystal the doll in this movie. Good.
Calm
damn
down. Calm down. Oh my goodness.
So hey, me and Tori were watching this movie, and that shot right there, she just hit me.
They put the camera. This was Silk that put the camera there. So
right,
you know,
right. So he positioned the camera in such a way where you just had to see.
She
it.
Walked into right. the camera in a way that
mm-hmm. leopard skin spandex
helped people to keep watching spandex. The movie.
Well, so. Anyway, Christopher. What are the characters' names? Y'all know, right? Your eyes goodness. Will not leave this movie.
Oh man!
So, what are
I
the
forget
character
the characters' names? I look at the IMDb. Yeah,
I'm pulling it up right now. Then,
but they're so the main character is the one that's in jail, and she is telling the story, and so
through Silk White.
through Silk White, who's recording.
Well, she's telling the story to Silk White while Silk White is simultaneously telling the story to us because she told him to tell us. Because he's so, like, awesome.
Yes.
I believe her name is Chloe, the main girl.
Okay.
Right here? This is Chloe?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow, reading a Silk White book.
Really?
Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
That book had his name on it. Stranded by Silk White.
Yeah.
So Chloe is the main girl, and she's waiting on her man to get out of prison. His name is Max.
Max, okay.
And Crystal the doll is playing the character of Sophia.
All right.
And that's what happened. So Max is getting out of prison. He's been in prison, in jail or stuff, like, they say how long? Like 3 years or something?
It's been like
seven. Yeah, he wasn't in there for like a long time.
It wasn't 10 years. It was long enough for like the relationship. So it could, maybe it was like 5 years or something like that. But yeah, he was in there.
I don't think it was 5 years because 5 years comes later.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was like 3 years.
I felt like it was the same amount of time, but yeah, it was around time.
I think it was shorter.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was shorter.
Well,
because it was stuff that happens later in the next movie.
Help us. So before spoiler alert, there is a part two to this. that is important to note as you're watching this or listening to this.
I guess. Yeah, there is.
Yep.
So, well, I think both movies came out this year.
They came out pretty much.
It's just a two-part movie. It's a two-part release.
Right.
Oh, okay, okay. Makes sense.
So it's not necessarily spoiling anything.
Yeah.
I looked at it as a two-part release.
So she'd been waiting patiently and very passionately for her man to get out of jail. And he's like committed.
Faithful, looking forward to each other. Like, oh, they are in love.
You're the one I love.
Right. That's why it's called.
Right. I don't want nobody else.
Because they are loyal to each other.
Yes.
100.
4 years. They were out for 4 years.
And I'm talking about ride or die. Like,
yeah.
If you want a relationship,
this is the model of relationship that you want.
Oh, yeah.
And the first thing he wants is ice cream. He's like, I've been in jail for 4 years. I just need some ice cream. So I remember you saying
that. Oh, that's right. This
part right here pissed me off.
I didn't realize this happened as soon as he got out of jail.
He left prison.
The first motherfucker he run into is this nigga.
Talk about it, Mark.
Right.
Well, yeah.
He comes up to the fucking register and the dude is like, this is a dude, like 40?
Could be.
Dude that just got out of jail.
Oh yeah.
Late 30s, 40.
Yep.
And then the dude, he come up, they go to the ice cream place and he's like, yo, I just got out of prison. You could tell he's like as well as a person can be who's coming out of prison, who is maybe like, you know, I look at this like, this is a black man coming out of prison. Like, yo, okay, I'm trying to start over. It's going to be hard, but I'm trying to be on my best behavior and all this shit. And then he come out of here and this dude is like seriously judging him at the ice cream place because his wife is paying for the ice cream. And he has no idea. Deal that this dude just got out of the pen, my dog. Like, I'll beat your ass.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And his judgmentalness is like, what?
And he was so judgmental about it.
What you doing?
He was
like, what
you gonna let your girl?
You letting your girl
pay? I'm like, you know how many situations I've been in where Tori done paid for my ice cream or whatever the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you kidding me?
In a relationship. You ain't in our relationship. You don't know. You don't know what, who got what.
Right. Just give me my ice cream.
And like,
he was just so judgmental.
But the thing is, he works at an ice cream parlor.
And then didn't he say something like, I just got out? What did he say to the dude? He didn't say nothing like that.
No, he didn't say nothing like that. He just said, I take care of my woman. Don't worry about, you know. But he's just like,
No, he was like, my dude, you work at a fucking ice cream parlor.
Right, but then
and he was
said,
like, yeah, but I can still take care of my... I'm like, okay, like, whatever, nigga. Right. Like, who cares?
Yes.
Damn.
So.
Yeah, so.
Yes. Oh, we're not talking about the same thing.
It kind of gave me the bad impression of Max at first. That should have been the first scene that happened. Because, like, I understand Max getting mad, but I was like, damn, did he, you know.
I understand him getting just that fucking mad. He just got out of fucking prison. He, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I didn't think anything was wrong with his reaction.
And the dude just kept, like, poking at it and just kept, like, going. It's like, motherfucker, I'm, like, really trying to adjust right now. Yeah, just he's just being outside.
Right.
That's a whole adjustment for somebody, even though that's a good thing, getting out of prison. Yes. That's a whole adjustment for somebody who's been in prison. That's like people need to debrief and have, like, you know, it's a whole process to go with getting out of prison.
We got to talk about this next scene.
Okay. Oh, man. So the very next scene after that is Crystal the doll. What's her name?
Sophia.
Sophia. She goes back to her house. And
yeah, Sophia.
She goes to her man's house. And
I don't know his name.
Wait, 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 pause that shit.
Oh my goodness.
We gotta play the audio for this.
Yeah, that I want Josh to narrate this part.
I'm sorry, my king.
Now that's more like it. Get your shit together. What you won't do, next woman will.
Such a bitch.
Now was that necessary? Why do you always got to go to the extreme with everything?
He squeezes a bottle of glass in his
hand. And it breaks, like, breakaway glass. Sugar glass.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, my king.
So she calls him, my king. Oh, so, like, anytime she questions her boyfriend...
I don't know this dude's name. I'm going to just call him King.
My king. Call him my king.
I ain't calling him my king. I call him King. He ain't my damn king. And she gives him head. What? I mean, when you find out what this guy does for a living, then you'd be like, well, I can kind of understand, but not really. Because this guy is really rich, basically.
Is he Rodney? Is that who he is? Is a guy named Rodney?
I think he is. No, wait. Because there's an old guy they have to deal with.
Oh, Malcolm? Okay. Is it Malcolm?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is Malcolm. That makes sense. Yeah,
okay. Marvin White, Malcolm.
Yeah, so the narration is funny because even Silk White breaks character, it's like, Malcolm. wait a minute, that happened?
Yeah, it's a little made up. Well, that scene. Well, I don't blame this scene that's going on right now because he just got out of prison, so... I don't think it would be that sensual though.
smack it, smack it, smack it.
And it would probably last about.
It'd be like on a Good Man.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, the scene before Crystal the Doll's character Sophia, she has this terrible boyfriend named Malcolm, and he basically forces her to call him my king, and he's like very disrespectful to her.
He's demanding. He's like misogynistic, like just demeaning to her, and just like, you know, just talking down to her. Like he has this
right. He's definitely a misogynistic. Yeah, that kind of guy. Like women should be a slave to men. Yeah,
that kind of guy.
And so he's treating Sophia that way. And she's going with that.
Yeah.
Because she feels
she'd need a man.
Part of it is because she feels very secure because he got a lot of money. And then secondly, because she's a dude's fucking huge and abusive. Like, you know.
Well, I was gonna say maybe some low self-esteem too. I don't think she thinks she can get a man like that. And so she's afraid because she says that he's a great guy, even though we don't see
it. He's a good man.
Yeah, right. He's a good man. But she was with the wrong one.
Oh man, yes, he indeed was the wrong one, and that gave you signs early on. No, they knew. They told you what he was early, so that's good. That wasn't a surprise.
Yes, that wasn't a surprise.
Oh God.
Oh man. Yep.
All the Detroit Tubi movies.
Yeah, all of those were Detroits.
Because okay. what he did was very rotten.
Okay.
Right. All right. Well, he just had to give her the big D, the dirty D.
The dirty D.
Okay. As you can see, we like to watch Tubi movies.
But what he didn't know that she was really a bag girl.
All right.
It's true. She is in the Bad Girls.
Okay. I was trying to swallow my drink.
Oh, man. So we have two parallel characters, you know, that's showing. So we show Crystal Dawn, her boyfriend or man or whatever, and his, you know, demeaningness. And then you see.
Oh, and that's her new man. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
So that was her new man, because we thought they'd been there together for a while. But that's her new man. But yeah, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, then you have Max and, you know, his and Chloe.
So I can't stand this one. Right
so
now.
they're trying to develop their relationship, and immediately, day one, the very first few minutes, his parole officer shows up, and was like, and she
is a bitch.
Yeah. Guess what her name is in this movie? Is credited What's as parole officer.
That's her first and last name.
Oh parole my God, it officer. Is. Her name is Mahogany Raspberry.
But her name on the character.
That's
name.
Her real name. But yeah, the character name is parole officer.
Officer. She doesn't even have it.
Now you would think, right, you would think that's like, oh, okay, just a parole officer. Especially the way she's introduced. I was like, okay, she's just a parole officer. But you have no idea how big of a character she is in this movie. She's actually one of the biggest characters in this movie. Probably the biggest character other than two stars.
You getting ahead of yourself.
She immediately is like, give me a sample of, yo, so I'm taking, I need some pee right now so that I can test your, to make sure that you ain't, you know, on grounds for violating your parole. Like, this is, he just got out of jail 2 minutes ago.
She doesn't say violating your parole. She specifically says, if you don't do such and such, you will be violated.
That's what she says.
She keeps saying that.
She does say it just like that.
She says you will be violated because it doesn't sound right. And so just keep that in mind.
It does sound weird the way she says it. But you're
it sounds
right.
Wrong every time she says. I'm like, what you mean? Yeah. Don't you mean he will be in violation?
No, let's hear what
of his parole.
I want to hear how she says.
Listen to how she says this.
Ma'am, mind your business. I'm your assigned parole officer, and you will meet me every Monday morning at 9 a.m. If you miss an appointment, you will be violated and sent back to jail. Your curfew is at 9 p.m. If I decide to do a home visit after curfew and you are not here, you will be violated. If you give me a dirty urine, you will be violated. If you are not in school or employed in the next 30 days, you will be violated.
Goodness. So, yeah, that is right.
She says you will be violated. She keeps saying that
over and over again. That's very intentional. Good writing, Silk.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to defend the parole.
Defend her, okay.
Bit. Yes, I'm a defender. She deals with criminals, ex-cons all the time. So she don't know Max. She don't know him from Adam. And it's like, you don't know, you know. I mean, we saw another movie where the guy just got out of prison. A couple of movies like that. You know, remember Bull from what's
Man,
his name?
Bull.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying she deals with. Okay, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's put on our Josh glasses and look at this character. So you're saying that she, since she is a parole officer and deals with ex-cons all the time, and this is the Tubi universe we're talking about. So we do have Tubi-verse. Your Bulls and your, what's the Chaos and motherfuckers.
Right, Chaos,
like this,
that's
right?
The other one, yeah. Yep.
They get out of jail and wreak havoc and shit. Well, right. Chaos actually, the
Chaos
only thing he
so
did
bad.
Was fuck somebody girl.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he was trying to
cheat on his wife
have a
and run out on his
job.
Kids.
Yeah, he was trying to have a
He was just trying to have Chaos a legitimate so affair out here. Just an honest living. Just a black man trying to make a living, trying to have an honest affair.
But honest Bull, affair. From no disrespect, he was
Bull
you know,
was a son of a bitch.
Right.
So I get it. So she comes in here already with this preconceived, like, I know I'm a woman parole officer for one.
So she got to be aggressive.
You ain't finna just run over me. So she already got her guard up right there. Already, like, you know, having to maybe compensate or whatever, you know, to deal with, do her job.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and not be intimidated by these folks and let them think she a pushover. So she coming in. I get it.
But spoiler alert, and I'm not spoiling too much, just spoiler alert, like, Max, to me, especially that we named Chaos and Bull, Max is the most upstanding ex-con.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Out of any
this dude
Tubi
right
movie.
Here, this dude, this Max right here.
Yeah.
Max is a stand-up dude, man.
He really is. He's the really best character in the movie.
You'll see. He is the most honest and best, well-rounded, best stand-up character in this series.
He's trying. He really is trying. You got to give him.
Really he really
trying.
Is.
You got to give it to him. He's actually trying to be a good.
And he really is. A good man.
Good man.
I was trying not to say it. But yes, he is trying. So,
yeah.
We're just on Max's side when we meet the parole officer.
Right.
That's
and
why.
I mean, she could have, there's a couple things. She could have waited for the appointment and had him come. She did not have to come.
And just let him have a day, a couple days. Yeah. God damn.
She roll up
you
on
you beating
his
down
house.
My door asking for piss? The what the immediate. Fuck do you think I'm doing? You think I'm just getting out of jail?
He hasn't been out for 24 hours yet.
let me snort a whole bunch of cocaine and smoke a bunch of weed.
But then again, when Bull got out of prison that day, he was only there for 5 minutes before he smacked his wife.
But he wasn't doing drugs and cocaine.
He was trying to sell it.
Well,
so he was. He jumped right back into it.
He immediately tried to jump back. That's true.
Yep.
He got back in the game like, damn, nigga, did you just get out of jail? Calm down.
So Max is living.
Yeah, like he was going to explode if he ain't hit them immediately.
Oh, man.
I know.
So Max is living with Chloe. He's, you know, trying to get on his feet.
Drinking up all the orange.
He's trying to get on his feet. She's working. She has a nice house. I mean, she looks like she's.
Yeah, she do. That's a real nice
What house. Does she do for a living? I never knew.
She just says, I got.
I don't think they really explain what
she
does.
I don't even know,
she
but
does.
She off to work and he's trying to. He does want to make sure that he's not, you know, he wants to do something good. But I think did he get on the streets because he was like, did he?
Who, this
you know,
guy?
Like, the reason why Max got in jail was because, like, he took a fall for somebody.
He was protect. Yeah, he was taking a fall for
someone.
Yeah,
so that's even more that he's upstanding.
Right. Upstanded.
So he good.
Right.
So he's like.
He's loyal to a fault.
Exactly. It's like Max's problem, Max's biggest sin he's is that loyalty. He lives in the hood. Oh. He lives in the hood, so he had to do hood things.
Yeah, he got
to
do what he got to do.
If he lived in a... If Max was the same character and he was brought up in the suburbs.
If he was brought up in the suburbs like Eugene and the other movie. What's his name? Ethan?
Yeah.
If he was raised in the suburbs like Ethan. Ethan should have been traded places and been raised in the hood. And then he's been raised like Ethan. Oh, he would have been goodness. I ain't do.
Yep.
He'd had a good little situation for himself. He probably would have never met Chloe.
Yeah. You know. So he's trying to find a job. Again. He does need money. Because he wants to get on his
Could
own.
Have ended up with the wrong one.
He's going to do this circle all day. But he wants to be on his own feet, but he ends up reconnecting with an old friend.
This girl is tying this dude's shoes? I did not catch that before.
Yeah, but she is tying this man's shoes, man. And he acting like, come on, dude. What the fuck are you? He's doing this, all this. Right. All this is about control.
It's really
it don't even
control,
make sense
yeah.
for
That's
him
exactly
to have nobody tying his grown-ass shoes.
So we're talking about
but
the character
about
of
control.
Malcolm. The character of Malcolm that has the girl, Sophia, calling him my king. He's getting Sophia to tie his shoes. And he's
notice
still talking
that,
down to her.
Yeah, and notice that he's fully dressed and she's still in
like
her
pajamas or whatever.
Like pajamas, because she never leaves. He don't want her to leave the house.
Right. And so she wants to go, like, so... She's trying to get him to go to the dinner with her friend, Chloe, because he's like, hey, Chloe, her man just got out of jail. She's trying to do a dinner. I want to be with there for my friend. And he's like, no, woman. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want no thug nigga off the street, you know?
Right. He don't want her to be hood or nothing like that because, because later on he says something about her speech and stuff. Like, why are you talking like that?
I mean,
you
this
do
is
not talk like that.
This is definitely Ethan.
He's definitely controlling.
This is what very, this very, is what Ethan wanted to be like.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely.
This is where Ethan was going in A Good Man. This is where he was going.
Yeah.
If he was able, if he didn't get no girl straight out
of Snow. Detroit. Snow. That's the dude that he.
Oh, yeah.
That's the dude that Max went in jail for, was for Snow.
This Snow right here?
That's his
no,
friend.
That's Rodney.
Oh, okay, okay.
Rodney's
right.
His friend.
He looked like it, right.
And Snow was the guy that he went to prison for and didn't snitch on.
But oh, talking about old light skin.
That's why I call him Snow.
Yeah, that's why I call him Snow. That's why I call him Snow, because he's light skinned like Snow.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be called Snow.
Right. You can't be light skinned in the hood.
That's what it is. So, but so Max wants to, you know, he wants to do good, but he's hanging out with his friend Rodney. And Rodney's like, yeah, we got to do, you know, he go, we got to make. Take care of business.
Well, Rodney was warning him about Snow. He said Snow was looking for
you. So you got to make sure you protect it. So, you know.
Yeah, because Snow wants some money.
No, you owe Snow.
And Max is like, what?
I
like,
did no, a bid for him.
We should
four
be
years
even.
For him.
Right, right. We're even.
Like,
I didn't snitch on
you. How much money do you
right,
need?
What you mean, money?
4 years
right.
of my life is gone. And I got a big F felony on my record.
That I can never, ever get it back. And I got a felony. And I'm going to have a hard enough time
so,
trying to find work
yeah.
out here.
So basically, the Snow story is you know, I'm going to move it yeah. along a little bit because I know it's revealed later. But Snow basically wants Max to work for him again.
Right, to work off
that's
debt.
Basically what it is.
To pay
right.
all the money.
Not work off debt.
Debt.
Not work off debt.
Yeah,
but he just wants
he's
him
presenting
to work for
it
him.
As
but
debt.
He really just
but
wants
like,
him
really,
to
he
work.
Just,
right. Yeah, he just wants his, because he's like his best man.
He's a really good salesman and stuff.
Right, he's like, I want you, you know, he's just, he's like, I got my best person came out of prison. Oh, I'm going
to
get, he needs
so
to come
he wants
back
to manipulate him
he,
by saying, mm-hmm. hey, like, I need your money, if you give me the money. And so using that as a
right.
leverage so that he can get him to work again.
Exactly.
Yeah, that
that's what it was. But Max wants
yeah,
to be
he don't
clean.
Have,
like, no, I'm
yeah.
done. I
he did
my
time.
Time.
He don't ever want to go back
right.
to jail, next to prison.
I'm trying to wipe my hands of that
like,
whole
that
life.
I'm done with.
Right.
This is it. That call that an ending.
Right. I'm trying to do the straight and narrow.
Rodney's still on the street.
But, mm-hmm. Right, right.
Rodney. Was, man, Rodney.
We'll get to Rodney.
We talk about Rodney in the second part two.
Yeah.
Well, I think we talk about Rodney in part
okay.
two.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, part two. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're mostly talking about
Rodney. I mean, I love my cousin Rodney.
Not to...
I was gonna say fuck Malcolm. You know
yeah,
what,
fuck Malcolm too, but
Mark,
I love Malcolm.
You got
my
a lot
brother
of...
Malcolm.
You got a lot of family members
in this movie.
Oh goodness.
Golly,
what's up
man.
With these Malcolm and Rodney?
Uh-huh. Right.
You don't got a cousin named
here.
Snow, do you?
Right. I do.
Max's
know.
Real name is Marcus.
No, it's just called Max for short.
Mac was.
Mac
was.
Max. Max is short.
Mac is.
M A R X U E S.
Oh my goodness. That's how he spells Marcus. M A R X U S.
So, what is Max short for anyway?
Maximilian.
Is that that's a real name, Maximilian? Okay.
Maximus.
So they have their dinner party. So that's when Sophia and Malcolm
nice.
Come over.
It's like a nice. You
they
know,
both look really nice in this thing.
Luxurious, like you know, just like a real, like well put together, nice house, nice you know, upscale type dinner, you know, and to be so bougie, Malcolm does not look very upscale.
So right,
probably, like he probably feels like he doesn't have to. You
yeah,
know?
And so, but
wow,
he comes
I forgot
off,
how big Malcolm is.
Yeah.
Because Max is kind of, I don't think, Max is not a small person.
No, Max probably like maybe your height, Josh. And then I think old buddy right here is just a big ass dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely looks like it.
So Malcolm offers Max a job at his place as a janitor. Because, you know, Max really needs, you know. Need some work. It's kind of hard
for an
ex-con.
That's a fire little house, though.
Yeah, it is. It is hard
so he's
for
willing,
ex-con.
He's willing to do that.
Yeah, which I can go on a deep rabbit hole about ex-cons not able to get fine work when they get out of prison. because you mm-hmm. have to put on, you know, you had to put in an application if you committed a felony or if you've been in prison or mm-hmm. stuff like that. Then of course, if you put that down, they won't hire you.
Job, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's how Ant-Man.
The system makes it.
It's designed
very hard yeah. for right. people mm-hmm. who have been incarcerated.
That's why Ant-Man got fired from Baskin-Robbins, if y'all okay. remember.
Yeah, there it is. Bring it, bring it home.
Even in the Marvel Universe, they can't do that. yeah.
So he offers him a job because that's, you know, he's a good, you know, person. Malcolm. but yeah, so he offers him a job to work with him at whatever place that he works.
And but then they sit down and have dinner today, all yeah. together and stuff. And this is when shit goes down. So, oh, you want to play it?
Why not?
All right, go ahead.
That's when things took a turn.
I was in there checking out all the eye candy, and then Malcolm walked up to me and introduced himself. And it's been history ever since.
Wait, hold on. You never told me you was in there checking out other men?
You see, this is when I knew.
She's narrating.
Oh, I forgot about the narrating.
Did too.
Babe,
that was unnecessary.
I was just making a joke.
You like I'm laughing? Because that wasn't fucking funny. babe. So Malcolm was telling me to put in the work for me at his job. That's good, right?
See how he did that? That was so smooth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's switching the subject.
Trying to deflect the situation. Yep, deflect, exactly. You know,
he actually no, did really
let's
good.
De-escalate. Let's yeah. let's segue to something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why Max is a great person.
yeah.
No, have a seat. I get it. I'm guessing I'm
so,
no.
It's so nice.
It's okay.
He's like, you were guessing my home. Like, you know. You can have a seat, Lou.
No, I told her to get my drink. She needs to get it.
Right. Max is trying.
And Max is very bothered by this. I mean, yeah. He's really trying to be patient.
Yep.
Yeah, because he snaps.
He's trying to be respectful.
Dinner? Yeah, yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But Malcolm talks down or cusses at, he just talks down to Sophia, and then Chloe loses it and goes off on him. And Malcolm tells,
"Oh yeah,
Malcolm, so you
yeah,
check
yeah,
your
yeah,
bitch."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's hear.
That's when Max loses.
Yeah, that's when Max loses. He's like, yeah. "Nah, fuck that."
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good one because you're right. Because he's like, you know, you can talk, you know, talk to people. I'm trying to calm down the situation. You know,
you can't talk
calm and collect. You know,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so he wants to make sure he's cool, yeah, calm and collect. But there was a tip. There was a turning point.
Fucking go off my appetite.
That's the tipping point.
Check your bitch before I have to. Not
about okay, you gonna call my woman a bitch and threaten her?
Right, exactly.
In my
yeah, we're gonna be some fight motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Here.
Right, so you don't blame Max.
Not at all.
That's Sophia.
You don't have to go.
And he just drags her
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, he just grabs her by the arm.
Takes her outside. So, yeah. So, yep. That shows the tension, but he still need a job.
yeah, unfortunately. So he's not gonna work for that.
But he's also like, you know, she gotta make her own decision. She has to want to get out of the situation.
Exactly. Cause Chloe wants to basically save Sophia. Mm-hmm. And Max is like, no, Chloe.
There's no saving
she's,
her if
right,
she's always gonna go back to him
no
matter what.
Decision. Yeah, she made a decision to be with that guy. So that's mm-hmm. her business. She is a grown ass woman.
Mm-hmm. She has to make the decision to remove herself
so
from the situation.
Their new relationship then, that's what you were saying, right?
Yes.
Because she never met him before. She's like, I finally get to meet
right.
your Malcolm.
Right.
You know,
new man. That's why I was like, that's what threw me off. Because I was like, that's a new man?
And
y'all,
and she's treating him like,
he's already.
Yeah, that's a lot to happen all at once. So yeah, this is part one, man. So it sets the scene of like who's the characters and who's you know who you like.
Clearly the villains.
Yeah.
Who's
so we know that
you know who the good guy is.
We know Malcolm is an evil person.
Max is the good guy.
And we know that parole officer is you know has an agenda. She's evil. but that's when everything turned. For the worst. oh, always want to say that because it does get worse. Absolutely. Which I didn't even think it could get worse. Like she's already, you know, but you know, it's Tubi. Like, it's going to get worse. Every Tubi movie gets worse, but it gets even worse. Goodness. It gets so worse.
Yeah, act two, right? We're in act two.
Yeah, okay. We are definitely in act two now.
We see Snow. We get to know.
We meet Snow in act two.
Yeah, he's ready. He's like, I need that money. You know, Max can work for me. So that's good to know. And then he's trying to get Rodney to basically make him do it.
Can I ask Josh something?
What?
So is it standard to, or, well, I guess we've already kind of been introduced to Snow in act one by mention.
Right, right.
Is it against the rules to introduce, like, let's say they haven't mentioned Snow at all, and then they get to act two. Is it against the rules to do that?
If they didn't mention him, then yeah, that's
it. Would just kind of throw you off, like, wait, yeah, it would definitely throw you off
as you're watching,
especially
you
when you introduce
tension.
A character. Yeah, if anytime you introduce a character past act one. Because remember in The Room, when we watched The Room and we were introduced to certain people.
The Room is a lesson of what not to do in movies.
Okay, so even in Across the Spider-Verse, they do mention Hobie
all the time
earlier
yeah.
in the movie.
Yeah, and Hobie is introduced in Act 2.
Yeah, yeah.
That way it's
Obi,
a good,
pronounced Obi.
But then it was a great payoff because you heard so much about him.
Already. Mm-hmm.
In Act
you
1.
You were excited about seeing him and he brought it.
Right.
he definitely
so does. Yeah, you can still introduce characters in Act Two,
but it's you mentioned him before, so you know who he was.
Right, okay. Right. You kind of you got to be a little prepared. It can't just come out of nowhere because then he throws the whole movie off. So they did a good job with this movie.
Yeah. So, Crystal LaDaw finally leaves her man.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sophia, she got
hit in the face and got
she got a bruise eye. In her face. Yeah, she got a black eye basically.
And she comes
because of Malcolm.
Stay over the house.
Yeah. Now,
is she leaving?
I think Marcus was.
Or she's
yeah. She left him. She left him, and she's going to stay with Chloe and Max. Now, when I first saw this part, like, I remember Marcus telling me about this movie, and he says kind of like the house guest. I think
the house guest.
You were kind of saying that, and so I was like. So I was thinking it was going to go another direction. I was like, so is Sophia going to be hitting on Max?
Which
that's what I was thinking.
They could have went there.
Wait. I said this was like the house kiss?
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's staying.
Before I watched it.
Because she's
so
staying
when this happened.
You know.
So I thought that was going to be the plot, especially with we start off with Chloe in prison. So I was like, oh, so this is going to be like Sophia's going to hit on Max and then they're gonna hook up and then Chloe's gonna go crazy and kill everybody kind of thing. So that's what I was kind of thinking a little bit. But as you get to know Max, I said, no, Max would never. and even when knowing Sophia, he's like, no, I don't think Sophia and Max would ever. Yeah. So I didn't get that.
Right.
So I was wondering
what they're not
happen.
The type to cheat.
Right, right.
Yeah, he stayed faithful in that jail for 4 years. I mean, you know, but he was
prison. Yeah.
She also wanted to be with him in 4 years, you know.
Right. She stayed faithful too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That was important. So yeah, so I mean there's a point where he is trying to Rodney's trying to convince him to continue to do stuff with Snow, and he's like, I'm done with
it. Yeah, because Snow confronts Rodney. Yeah. And basically, Rodney's the message man.
He's like, but, I still can't do it.
Right. He's still trying to find a job and be clean and all that stuff. So Max and Chloe go out to eat. They go out and, you know, Max tells Chloe what's going on.
He tells everything to Chloe.
He tells her everything.
So that's the thing about Max. He doesn't hold back. When something happens to him, he is honest.
Right.
So. Meanwhile, because you might want to skip ahead, because this scene is just them talking a lot. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the parole officer shows up at their house.
Oh, God.
And waits for them to get there.
I can't stand this bitch.
Yeah, she shows up. She's like, because it's like, it's 8:15, but his curfew is at 9, and she's showing up already. It's like, can he go out?
Right, he just want to go out with his girl.
Get off
his
my ass,
curfew's at 9.
Man.
It's 8:15.
So, right, Sophia is there. Since Sophia is staying there, she lets the the parole officer in. She just kind of stayed out.
And the parole officer just so, sitting there waiting.
Just waits there around. Just waits around. So, come home in town. Like,
right.
On.
So Max and Chloe get home.
Yeah, they
and
just
they
had
see,
one little drink, you know, a couple of little yeah. wine and some drink. You know, they just
right.
enjoying
and they
their time
see
out.
The.
But guess what's who they the see?
Oh, that's right. I forgot
oh,
about
yeah,
this
they
part.
See Malcolm.
Malcolm
with
is
girl.
At the restaurant.
And
they
and,
just broke up yesterday.
Chloe confronts him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she come yeah, up she to him and off. Say, what's going on?
And what,
you put
what
your
the
hands on my
it?
Girl, and now you with another? Right now. So, you know.
Because the other chick need to know.
Speaking on business when you don't know.
Yeah, he just, he know.
Now, excuse me. I was in the middle of something.
You know what? Sophia deserves so much better than you. You such a clown ass, hoe ass, bitch ass.
Look, she
whatever
don't give
your
a
name
fuck.
Is, honey, you're gonna have to take that ratchet shit somewhere else because me and my man, we're gonna enjoy the rest of our night. And if your friend doesn't know how to keep a good man, then that's on her.
She hits her upside.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
I did too.
That's why I unmuted.
She busts her head upside the head with a bottle.
She hit the girl.
That's a clue right
she
there.
Hit the
yeah,
girl.
So Chloe ain't nobody to fuck
she
with.
She hit the girl upside the head. Was the girl.
No, no, to be surprised
she
with
found
Chloe.
Out she was messing with
the wrong one.
The wrong one.
Oh my goodness. And they arrive home just in time.
Yeah, it just 2 minutes before
and
9.
You would have been straight in jail if it wasn't for
you. Would been
you would have
violated.
Been
violated. You been you violated.
Like she gonna put something in him or something.
She want his urine,
so she forces him a urine sample immediately. That's part of the reason why Max can't go back to working with Snow.
No,
you know,
she right up under
officer
him.
Is all in his ass. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Chloe is, you know.
Chloe ain't scared to cut a bitch. So.
Yeah, Chloe looked like she said it.
She already threatened
she
her too. Yeah,
said it.
She said, "You lucky you're a parole officer. I'll whoop your motherfucking ass right
That's
here." That's what
quote.
She just said. That's a direct quote. So Chloe don't care.
Yeah. So she ride or die. So she cared. Like that's the thing. So that shows, you know. What does it show? She in jail for a reason.
I mean, it does, but it kind of show their yin and yang. When
he's
Chloe
more calm.
And Max. Yes, Max is more of a pacifist, you know?
He wanted to make
he's
sure things to be calmed down. But when he does
right,
have a breaking
that,
point.
You know, we saw that at the
sure
dinner.
Things,
he was trying to calm yeah. things down. Well, yeah, yeah, of
right.
course. He's
I wouldn't call him a pacifist, but I just think he's just really trying to just keep his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And he really trying to just bring balance right, to the situation, right. whatever it is. Like, if it's going left, all right, we need to, you know, we need to calm it a little bit.
Right.
Because he ain't trying to go back to jail.
Right. Not at all.
Right.
And I think it's just his personality. He is just trying to keep it, you know, cool. Like, but, you know, if we going to go there, then all right, then.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a scene where it looked like they could have went another direction. So Max comes down, you know.
This is the scene
shower.
Where Josh thought,
yeah,
this is gonna become the house guest.
He came out the shower. Where's Chloe? She ain't here. You know. Okay.
And then he went back
and
upstairs.
That was it. That was the scene. They did not do nothing at all.
No, right. No flirtation.
Not
nothing.
The wrong
man.
One.
Nothing.
Now, if this was a Kamal Smith movie. She would have ended up following him up the stairs after a little while and just
well,
pissing in the room.
It's a good thing that Kamal sex. Smith. It's a good thing that Kamal Smith ain't playing Max. Because if it was Kamal Smith
yeah,
playing
yeah,
Max,
yeah, if it was Kamal Smith movie, he would be playing Max.
And they'd be
and
following
then they would
him
go in the room, and then he'll turn around and she closing the door. She'd have followed him in the room. Then they immediately get to fucking.
Yep.
Because women can't keep their heads
yeah,
off.
Not at all. So. Okay. Chloe. Y'all funny. Oh my goodness. Chloe is Chloe confronts Snow cuz remember Max
yeah, straight
Max
up
tells,
face to face
tells her that Snow was trying to find him and that, you know, and so Chloe's like, "Look, you know, what you need to leave him alone. What we need to do to make sure that you leave him alone."
And he says 40K.
And he's like, he just got jail. Where you think he come from? Well, you can work for
like,
me.
Nigga, I just did
4 years.
Whole bid for you.
4 years. He made more of like 40K, like for 4 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah, you still 140, can't
that ain't nothing for 4 years. And so that's the number that we kind of see, like, okay, he needs that money to basically get to stop. So, and she wants to make sure that he's not back in jail. Kind
right.
of.
And plus Snow is threatening them, because like Snow is like a kingpin.
Yeah, he's
guy,
he
you
is.
Know? Like, he'll get them killed for real.
Right. So he's dangerous.
He ain't nobody
right,
to fuck
so.
With. So he really is dangerous. That's why they like, damn, we gotta pay Snow. Yeah. You know, they're not trying yeah. to talk, they're not talking about fighting
not
him
at all.
Or
that's
killing
not
him. Nothing. It's like not, not, right. That's not even
they're
the
not
table.
Saying that.
It's like, damn, we just
we gotta
pay
figure
him.
Out a way,
or
like to make
right,
sure that he
like,
doesn't is after him, because he's like, he don't want Snow being around his girl too. So he's like, why'd you go to him?
Max is willing to die.
Yeah.
At one point, yeah, because like Max is willing to die just well to keep Chloe safe and stuff. Because he's like, man, if I can't pay Snow, I guess I'm dead.
Yeah, in 30
and
days.
He just in
he, yeah,
right. He just
yeah,
right. He
days,
only got a month
$40,000.
Yeah, so you got to figure that.
And so she like, yeah, we'll call the cops. Out. He's like, we ain't doing that. Like, ain't no way in the world we talking about the police.
It's
like, I just did 40. So you know, like, we got to do something. It's like, we just got to figure out a way to make this money.
Yep.
So I mean, she seems pretty wealthy, but $40,000 in a month is a lot. So
right, yeah I forgot that she seems wealthy.
Yeah, so that sets it up. I think that
Atlanta,
oh yeah, so he finally goes to the parole officer and at the office, so she's checking in on him and everything.
Yeah, she's a little bit nicer to him
in person at the office. Yeah,
yeah,
slightly.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. She is demanding.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what happened next. Oh.
Oh. He should have never brought that up.
What did he bring up?
He brought up that something's wrong with you. You sound like you need some dick for you to stop acting like this. That's what Max tells the parole officer. And she's like, I can't believe he said that. But he has a point.
That's what her face looks like. She does tell him to get out. But then she's like,
like, this never crossed her mind before. It's
like,
never crossed her mind before.
Is my
she's
problem.
Like,
wait, she thought about
when
it.
When was the last time I had some dick? Dick!
That's what I need.
It's like, she was not.
Well, perhaps I.
We thought you were gone.
October's over, Vincent Price.
Man.
But no, I really want to terrorize our neighborhood.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, wow.
Goodness. So, Silk White, what the hell is your problem?
He knows what
I
he's
know.
Doing.
We've responded to Crystal the Doll's outfit. She's,
well,
she's
just at home. She's
tight,
you know,
chilling.
She just at home in her skin tight
just
leotards
around the house. Wear. That's all it is.
Yeah, but time went by because her eyes healed, and here come Malcolm with flowers at the
flowers.
Door. Tell us, baby, please, I miss you, baby. I'm sorry,
please,
Peter.
baby, please
come back to me, baby. Come back to me, baby.
Please, baby.
Singing that Boyz II Men song. I'm down on bended knee, baby. You know?
And what does she do?
She goes back to him.
Yep. That's just, I can't be without you.
Now,
can't leave without you.
We talked about this.
It's that manipulation, man.
Yeah, very manipulative. Now, we talked about this with the last 2B Tuesday, the wrong one. We were talking about abuse. It's about, you know, domestic abuse and about how that in The Wrong One was the wrong
to
way
domestic
to show. Right. Because it was like, this wasn't, that movie was not about abuse. This
absolutely
movie
shows,
is.
Right.
It shows.
Right. This movie has a better depiction, a more realistic kind of depiction of. Because
it is, it's toxic.
With that situation.
It's toxic. And he, and because he apologizes, you're thinking, oh, well, maybe. You know, and he makes excuses.
Right. It's presented
he's
like
I brought
it's not
you flowers.
Toxic.
I, you know, the person that you saw.
Right. He gets
know,
on his knee.
That's called love bombing. That's what that's called.
Right.
The abuser bombs you with love and compliments and gifts and all this stuff to reel you back, to keep you hooked in, and then they turn around and issue the abuse, whatever that looks like, whether it's psychological abuse, emotional, physical abuse, or all three. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, that makes more sense, because like in the wrong one, she was afraid of him.
He was just loving enough with her to reel her back in.
He got on his knees. He apologized. Not really.
He's talking all smooth but and stuff.
He's making sure he looks good. Like all that stuff is
manipulation.
Yeah, it's very manipulative. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So... Yeah, Max is still. Malcolm is there at their house, and Chloe and Max come in, and
he literally says that.
Wow, she turns his property, right? She's
and right. Makes her his slave. That's what he says.
I like how Max stays out of it.
Max is like,
that's probably why you can tell him. Max is like, hey, look,
my name is Bennett.
Y'all do you? This guy, right. That's exactly how he's acting. Because Chloe
that's
goes
her best
off
friend,
on Sophia. She's going to go off. But Max is like, man, whatever, man. I don't want nothing to do with this. That's y'all thing.
So she goes back to him. And so even though there's pleading, there's clear signs, more than signs, that we saw that he's abusive. He just said, she my slave. You know,
he just said, I'm going to abuse her when we get home.
It's like, this is my property.
Basically what he said.
So, you know, figure it out. Y'all, I'm gone. So, he also was like raving over Max's head. You found a job yet? You know, like, he just kind of like noted he's in a better off financial situation, you know, to take care of his woman. And so
that's another
thing. It's like Max, he's not saying that he needs to, but he does, you know, he wants to be able to be responsible for his woman, you know. He feels like he's going to bring his part, and so that's something. So he does he have to pay this dude $40,000, he also wants to be a supportive person into this relationship,
right?
You know,
he wants to bring balance to the security of the financial security of their house situation, to just be, you know, he's trying to catch up.
So hold on for a second. I just figured something out. So Max just said that he has a job interview. He just told Chloe that right after Malcolm and Sophia left. So what I'm thinking is that, I mean, cause for y'all don't know, Max ended up working for Malcolm,
he was the janitor
or at Malcolm's company. So what I'm thinking is, because Max definitely swallowed his pride and went and applied for that job anyway, but I think he did talk to Malcolm and he probably even mentioned that Sophia was probably staying with them. And that's probably why Malcolm was like, I will hire you back. I will hire you if you let me, you know, go over and talk to Sophia, if I can get Sophia back.
Maybe.
So I'm thinking something like that happened, because he says it. I don't know, because the way they kind of talked to each other and the way Max kind of
responded to the way Malcolm was. When he moved the camera off and they were talking upstairs, when he said, well, you found a job yet? Maybe at that point, he had a conversation and said,
I'm still looking. Good point.
Well, you can still come over to my place if you need to, you know? And that's where it's like,
that's, you're right.
About when he was over
just
there.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just now. Because he said, as soon as they leave, he tells Chloe that he has a job interview.
So it could have been where.
So that makes more sense. You're right, Jason. That makes a lot more sense. So that's probably exactly
that's why
happened.
He's like, well, I ain't going to say nothing. I just need a job. Y'all figure it out. So. But yeah, so Rodney's like, yeah, let's go do this thing. We gotta make this money, you know, get you your 40K. He's like, I don't want to do it the crazy way, but you know, we gotta do what we gotta do.
But yeah, Malcolm, soon as Sophia's back in his house, he starts demeaning her immediately.
Yeah, don't even wait 2 seconds.
Oh yeah, he's choking
don't even
on
wait
it. Yeah,
two
yeah.
seconds.
He says, if you ever leave me again, I will kill you. That's what he says to her immediately. That's manipulation right there. Because she's like, he was all on bending knee and stuff. You're right. That's love bombing.
And run my bath.
And this was better than in the wrong one. Because in the wrong one, he punches her every second he could. Where this one, he's like, he just kind of put his hand
and
on
then,
her.
And then it doesn't happen in the wrong one. It happens with literally 30 minutes left into the fucking movie.
This happened in the very beginning. Like, we see that in the first scene.
Right. He's been abusive from the whole time. It's just that he became more and more abusive And it was more in his dialogue.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Little things.
And it showed both and like his dialogue of abuse and his dialogue.
Right. He psychologically abuses her more than anything.
Right.
But he will physically abuse her
just
too.
Just in case you didn't know. So this is the first one. We almost finished with the first one because you know, there's a it ends.
Yep, there's a big thing that happens. There's a big thing that happens right now.
Oh, wait. Go back. Rewind it, and we need to hear what she says right there. And then when you need to fast forward it and play what she says.
Okay.
Well, it's when they're in bed, Jason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on. How are they going to celebrate? Oh, by looking at the moon.
Oh, goodness. I love it.
All right, so he's in bed with her. They just got finished
celebrating.
Looking at the moon.
Celebrating by looking at the moon.
Yep.
And he fell asleep while looking at the moon.
Yep.
I need to see you in my office now, Mr. Griffin.
He look at the phone like, what in the world?
It's 1 a.m. Can't just wait till tomorrow.
I need to see you now. I found a substance in a sample that you gave me earlier. So either you come into my office and see me, or I can violate you.
He keeps with that word, man.
I know.
Oh, it's 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm. All right, so go to like what happens when he goes in there. So he goes,
you read the dialogue.
So he goes and sees the parole officer.
To her office.
This in the middle of the night.
2 o'clock in the morning.
1 and 2 in the morning.
Yep.
Want to see me?
Yes.
At the parole officer's office.
You were right. I haven't had no dick in over a year. But all that ends tonight because of
Marcus
you.
Is laughing.
Are you going to give me all the dick? I mean, Mr. Griffin.
Look, I love to take care of that for you, but I can't. I love my girl. I just can't do that to her.
Oh, you can. And you will.
What, you going to rape me or something?
No, no, no. You see these two cups on my desk? One is clean, and the
so
other
she
one
got,
has...
She got two urine samples on her desk. One of them is dirty.
She's like a supervillain.
For a very long time.
She has cocaine.
It's such a shame if I accidentally mixed the two together.
Yeah, she even laughs evil. Mm-hmm.
She looks evil. Her her eyebrows are evil.
She even spreads her legs evil.
Because I can't.
It's going to be some evil pussy.
He said, "Where your really pants at?" That's a lie.
Yeah, she's not. She gets up from the behind the desk, and she ain't even wearing pants.
Bring that ass over here and eat this.
This is a line we just play in the movie, y'all. That's the movie.
Mm-hmm. P.O. Lab. See, that's her name.
Her name is parole officer.
Right. Mahogany Raspberry. Okay. This is where her name.
See where she gets her name. So, yeah. What does he do?
So he does what she said he was gonna do, which was
like, "All right, fine." I guess
He consumed the raspberry. So
honestly,
he's in a situation, and he really did not want to do. Like,
saying.
You get the sense that he's really like. Not and cool.
I'm gonna say this. She's not attractive.
No.
I'm just gonna say that.
No.
She's not.
No.
I've seen worse. She's not that
unattractive.
I'm
gonna say it like this. I'm not gonna say anything.
His girl is better. It's better to stay with Chloe.
I'm not saying she's ugly.
Why cheat? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, she's not your type.
Marcus's face.
They're probably not our types.
She's just not attractive.
not necessarily the type I would. Yeah, yeah. I'll probably be, yeah. If it was me in that situation, I'll probably.
He was forced. That's what I'm saying. That's a weird shot. I'm saying that to say that it's not like he was like checking her out and like attracted to her, and it was just like, okay, well, I'll just do this because, you know, like it was like seductive in a sense that he was like actually wanting it, you know, because it's like, oh yeah, I'm attracted to her. So yeah, you know, it's like,
right. That would have been a way different predicament. That would have been like, oh man.
Yeah. This is... It would have been different, but it was actually, it made it look
at a different
more coerced there. Because it's like, he didn't ever look like he was ever attracted to her. And I didn't.
Right.
But one thing about Max, because, and we mentioned that Max is an upstanding guy. Immediately, he immediately tells Chloe what
happened.
That's
even Tori was like, yo, this is straight up stand up dude. Soon as he got home, he was like, look, this what happened. She made me have sex with her. She pressured me to have sex with her. And you just need to know right now.
Immediately.
I feel dirty. I feel horrible.
I don't like it.
Right. You know what I'll I'm saying? Even go like, back. Like, yeah.
He even offers to go back to jail.
Yes, he does say
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
He says, I'll go back to jail. I'll finish out. I'll finish. He said, all I got is what, 3 years?
I'll
finish
it out. I'll do 3 years. I got to do because I don't want to do that. I want to be committed to you.
And then she's like, no.
She said. Are they married? Is that his wife? Or are they just together?
No, they're not married. No, they're just together. No, they're not married.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Second movie.
So he's like, I don't want to have sex with her no more. I'll just deal with the consequences, you know? And so she's like, nah, you know, I'm done visiting you in jail. Like you need to be here. So you're going to deal with what she say.
You're going
to
keep fucking
it. That's what she says. That's exactly what she says.
You're going to keep fucking
it. Exactly. Word for word what she says.
And she's way more attractive.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
So, and he don't want to do it. And so she's like, and she says the same thing. He says the same thing that the parole officer says, you can and you will. And so she's going to figure out a plan to get rid of this. But in the meantime.
So he being manipulated by the parole officer and his girlfriend. Like,
see, he being used.
Yeah, poor Max.
So maybe, you know, he got to tell her my queen.
And he like, look, I will go back to jail. That tells you how not attracted he is to that girl. He would rather go back to jail.
I was gonna say that tells you how faithful loyal he is to Chloe.
Yeah, both. All of it's the both. Above.
So yeah, that's what happens. So how much more time we got for the first one? Because it's almost over, right? Is the end on a cliffhanger?
Yeah. Yeah, it does end on a cliffhanger.
Okay. I'm trying to remember how it ends because I get the two mixed up.
Oh, I know exactly how it ends.
What happens? We can get there now because we got a part two.
Oh, the parole officer calls Max again, and Max is like, "I'll go back to prison. I want to go, whatever." And then hold on before that happens because I'm gonna spoil that part till we. Because we see, so we're revealed right here that that Max is working.
He's a janitor at Malcolm's business. What does he do? He owns the business.
I guess he's just one of those big baller, you know, businessmen. I'm out of the hood, you know. While, you know, I like how Max kind of confronts him while being respectful.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. He does talk to him in a way that's like, look, we're not friends. And he's like, he brags all about his Forbes list, his friends and stuff like that.
You already know what bothers me the most about this scene.
What?
Look at that. They goddamn blind, man. You don't see that shit.
Oh,
what
I see that.
What the fuck is going on with that blinds? Fix that fucking blind,
especially
man.
If you're supposed to be all rich like that.
Right. The blind is all crooked and shit, and they just left it in the shot. They would bother the shit out of me. Hey, we ain't shooting nothing until we fix that goddamn blind.
I see that. But I actually like the way he says that line. Oh, yeah, it's so crooked.
Look at that shit, goodness. Man. It's so distracting. That's all I can see in that shot is how fucked up the blinds are.
Yeah, I see that.
So, but yeah, I guess fast forward some, Jason, after they confront each other. Oh, they was about to go out for the night. That's what it was. Chloe and Max was about to go out for the night, and then the parole officer was like, calling Max. It's like, come on over, baby. Get this pussy, you know. Oh, yeah, she says that.
She literally says it. Oh, that's a line out of the movie.
Right. So this is the part. Because we have to end the movie.
Yeah, this is the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, this is the last scene.
Mm-hmm. You want to play it?
So they're at the house.
I mean, you still have to fast forward.
It's like 2 minutes left.
There it is. There you go. All right.
It's her.
Huh? Oh.
That's literally her name.
Wow, that's literally her name.
Hello?
I need to see you.
Look, you're just going to have to wait. I'm tied up right now.
Well, you better get untied really quick. Be here in 30 minutes. And don't make me repeat myself, Mr. Griffin.
She literally got a chain on her phone. That's how, that's
right.
Yeah, that means that she's means.
A slave owner.
Right, what she got him all locked in. It's an ugly ass phone case.
No, I'm getting tired of this bitch.
I know.
I only got 2 more years left until I max out. I can do that.
Nah.
He's like, I would rather do 2 years in prison than continue to sleep with
her.
Do
what you gotta do. Love you.
Do what you gotta do.
That walk, that weird walk. Why is she walking like that?
What do you think about Chloe in this situation, in this scene? Like, seriously?
What do I think about what?
Right before that.
That was a dumb decision.
I'm gonna hit
it. Funny laugh.
I know.
To be continued.
To be continued. It's a surprise, bitch.
That's the line. That's the line.
Yeah, Chloe busts in on it.
Yeah, so. Yep, that's all I want.
So that's it. That's it for the movie.
So are we rating part one and two, or are we just going to save our rating to the end? Let's save our rating to after part two.
So we'll release this, and you'll have to wait till next week.
Right, because we're only talking about All I Want Is You
part
one.
You have to wait till next week to hear our thoughts about part two. That's I wonder how long it was before he released
like a cliffhanger.
I wonder how long it was. It does the second.
This is our first cliffhanger.
The second one is only an hour though. The second movie is only an hour long. Like it's like it should have been.
Wow,
it
could have
just been.
It could have been one movie.
It could have literally all been one movie.
Yeah. Right, they did that. It would have been 2 hours and 12 minutes.
But you
could have
cut
some things,
too. And
that's still enough for a movie.
So, like, you could have edited it down to one movie.
Of course. Yeah.
But, you know, you could definitely cut out the talking to the jail. Those things.
Why no, you needed that. What you know that Sip White is talking to her. And
The movie wouldn't have been the same.
I was pretty invested in this movie. It wasn't boring.
No, there wasn't. Because I've watched this movie twice, and it's a.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Till next time. Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Night.